There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United Kingdom. Britain's movement for Reform Judaism and Liberal Judaism have unified into a single progressive Judaism movement, marking an historic milestone. Chaired by Dr. Ed Kessler, this merger represents the most significant change in British Judaism since World War II, blending traditional Jewish values with modern diversity. The new movement will be the United Kingdom's largest synagogue network, encompassing around 80 communities and serving about one-third of affiliated Jews. Its core aims include strengthening communities, promoting progressive values, inspiring future generations, and fostering inclusion for all seeking to join. During a march in Manhattan this weekend, Israeli ambassadors, officials, and supporters, including city leaders and police, publicly expressed solidarity with Israel amid ongoing conflict. Danny Danon, Israel's UN ambassador, emphasized that the message was clear. Israel is not alone, and although in pain, they remain determined to rescue hostages and win the war. The event showcased widespread support from Jewish communities and the broader American public, with participation from figures like New York Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul. Ayan Hirsi Ali, a critic of radical Islam and supporter of Israel, has defended the Jewish state during a speech in Amsterdam, highlighting strong backing from minority groups. Speaking at a symposium celebrating 50 years of the Dutch pro-Israel group Sidi, she emphasized that many minorities beyond Palestinians seek self-rule and support Israel, viewing radical Islamism as a threat to both the Muslim world and the West. The gathering also featured notable speakers such as Douglas Murray, Ayanat Wolf, and Amos Yadlin. At a recent Jerusalem conference in New York, the Ministry of Heritage unveiled a pioneering VR exhibit capturing the events of October the 7th. Using VR glasses, visitors experienced an immersive journey involving the tragedy and heroism, leaving many emotional and reflective. Developed with government support, the project highlights both the horrors of the Hamas attack and Israeli resilience, aiming to foster a deeper connection between Israel and the diaspora. This initiative aims to reflect a broader effort to strengthen ties through innovative technology and shared history, emphasizing the enduring spirit of the Israeli people. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Gary Lineker, a BBC sports host and ex-soccer player, is departing after 26 years due to controversy over his social media posts. Toronto resident Khalilullah Yusuf admitted to funding ISIS with about $50,000 over 2 years in Canada's biggest terror financing case. He was sentenced to 12 years, including pre-trial detention time. According to the Wall Street Journal, Hamas's October 7th attack was aimed to disrupt Israeli-Saudi Arabia normalization. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is scheduled to visit Israel on Tuesday, with the White House planning meetings with Israeli officials. Still a winner in many eyes, Yuval Rafael showcased resilience at Eurovision in Basel, representing Israel's strength. Surviving a 2023 roadside bomb shelter attack, she rose to perform New Day Will Rise with professional composure, finishing second overall and winning the public's favor and proudly declaring Am Israel Chai, embodying national pride. And finally, after a long absence, a vibrant festival returns to the Galilee, celebrating its diverse culture, flavors, and activities. Spanning 5 days in late May, the event involves local communities like Lotem, Koranit, Yodpat, and Deir el-Assad, offering attractions such as culinary workshops, wine tastings, and artisanal dairy experiences. Highlights include chocolate workshops, cheese tastings, and visits to wineries like Pelek and Kishor. The gathering represents and defines harmony among Druze, Arab, Circassian, and Jewish communities coexisting peacefully in the scenic landscape. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on highfm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.